السلام عليكم. السلام عليكم. Welcome to our webinar for the Seeker's Guidance Appalachian Retreat, inshallah, to be held June 25 through June 30. I apologize if there's any background noise, but I'm at home with my family. I'm really excited about the upcoming retreat. And I want to encourage everybody who is attending this webinar to please help spread the word about this retreat. Inshallah, we are at this point about 8 weeks out. So this is, I think, a good time to start to promote the Appalachian Retreat to your family, to your friends, to your listservs, to your communities. So, inshallah, I want to speak very briefly about the importance of Seeker's Guidance Retreat in terms of some of the things that I've noticed having attended and taught at the retreat for the last 2 years. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salam ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Again, I hope everybody can hear me. My son asks every day if he can go to the Seeker's Guidance Retreat. And just to give you an indication of how significant that is, my son is a special needs child, and there are a lot of things that we've been struggling to get him to learn and to remember and to retain. But one of the things that my son is excellent in retaining and recalling are those memories that were created at the Seeker's Guidance Retreat for the last 2 years. This, just to give you a little bit of background information, the Seeker's Guidance, as you know, is an online educational initiative that has Seeker's Hub, an on-site location in Toronto. Seeker's Guidance was founded by Sheikh Faraz Rabbani and other students of knowledge who had a background of going overseas to study sacred law and to come back to the West and teach. It's a really excellent initiative. Recently, Seeker's Guidance courses have been made available tuition free. And really, the concept behind Seeker's Guidance is to sort of create community. So to sort of go beyond online course offerings, which are an excellent idea in and of themselves, and sort of bring people together in person, because it is really kind of in these gatherings of people where we're able to sit with our teachers and our scholars and take from them that I think we're able to really internalize what it really means to be a Muslim today and to sort of practice Islam on an excellent level. And just to reiterate the importance of community and being around sort of like-minded people, people who are striving, people who are struggling hard to live lives of piety and purpose. I just finished researching a very extraordinary African Muslim who lived in coastal Georgia in the early 19th century. He died sometime in 1859. His name was Bilali Muhammad, and he actually left a text that at the time was thought to be some type of journal and was later discovered to actually be kind of a text of Maliki fiqh, sacred law according to the Maliki school of Islam. And what's really remarkable about Bilali Muhammad is that he was part of a community of Muslims in coastal Georgia that was actually the biggest Muslim community in the United States at the time. Incredibly remarkable. And he managed to practice Islam and to transmit his legacy to his family in the face of overwhelming odds. Remember, this person was enslaved. And I really believe that when Muslims gather in the 21st century at places like the retreat, the Seeker's Guidance Appalachian Retreat, when we have all these people coming together from different backgrounds, different stations in life, you know, we're kind of united in that aspiration of seeking the countenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeking His pleasure. I really believe that when Muslims in America in the 21st century are gathering in places like like this, to pray and to read the Quran and to learn, that this is truly the prayer, the supplication of someone like Bilali Muhammad coming true. I think that there are people who prayed for us, who prayed that inshallah Islam in America will be revived. And it really is through gatherings like the Seeker's Guidance Appalachian Retreat. So I just want to encourage everybody again that to think about this retreat. This is not your ordinary sort of get together or conference. It really is kind of a gathering of hearts. It's not the type of event where you just kind of sit and take kind of like dry lecture notes and go home, but it really is life-changing. You know, there, alhamdulillah, there are friendships that, come from this this particular gathering. People kind of make sort of resolutions to improve certain aspects of their religious practice or how they're relating to their family. It's really, really amazing. People have met spouses at the retreat. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that, but that's something that, alhamdulillah, you know, in terms of community building. And most importantly, the retreat is an opportunity not just for the students, but certainly for the teachers to attend and to unplug. I mean, really, subhanAllah, it is such a unique environment. I mean, we're set in the sort of in the mountains, the Appalachian Mountains, in a part of the United States that Chef Omar Farooq Abdullah told us last year is very important in terms of its Cherokee, its Native American spiritual heritage. And we're outdoors. We're enjoying the signs of Allah in terms of pristine nature, beautiful activities for the children, and most importantly, no internet. And this is ironic because I'm sitting here broadcasting on my wireless at home, but there's no internet. So, you know, cell phones don't work, computers don't work. And it really is a time to go back to basics, to begin on guidance. And that's the theme of our retreat. It's beginning with guidance. This retreat, honestly, is absolutely therapeutic for everybody who's there. Like I said, the students, teachers, the families, husbands, wives, children, everyone. So please do your best to attend. And consider this something that I think is praiseworthy to sort of save money for to attend. Because attending to one's spiritual needs is just as important as attending to one's worldly needs. And you can't sort of function competently on a sort of day-to-day level, taking care of your affairs, if you're spiritually kind of drained and sapped. Inshallah, attending the retreat is a way to recharge that spiritual battery and inshallah move forward with purpose in life and with the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, I want to thank everybody for listening to my presentation and again encourage you to go to seekersguidance.org/retreat where you can learn all about how to register for the upcoming Seekers Guidance Appalachian Retreat from June 25 to June 30. In Coker Creek, Tennessee, inshallah ta'ala. I'll see all of you there. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.